That's a great song.
Leslie Duncan wrote that.
Yep.
We learned it from Elton John.
I think she made some harmony on it with him.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't like sit down and teach it to us, but.
Elton John. Wow.
But what a great songwriter. Oh my God. Okay. Let's do. Do you want to try to do Rise? Now?
Yeah. Okay. I'll just play it on acoustic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. So we're going to do a song that I wrote this for a guy named Herman Wallace. He was part of the Angola 3. And there were three black men in prison down in Angola, Louisiana. And that prison used to be a plantation. And then it turned it into a prison that was kind of run like a plantation. These guys were arrested in the 70s, and they were all three in jail and in prison and incarcerated. And they were sort of organizing for better conditions and, you know, making some waves and trying to improve the conditions there. It was horrible and brutal at that prison. And so there was a riot and a guard got killed, and the murder was pinned on these three men, and they were called the Angola 3. And for years, people worked to get them exonerated. And eventually, through the hard work of the organization that you can find, Angola3.org maybe, they eventually got all the men out of prison. And but when Herman Wallace wrote me a letter from prison, I think it's been 10 years or 8 years, maybe. He's passed away now, but when he wrote me a letter, he had already been in solitary confinement for 35 years. And I wrote this song for him. And tuning, sorry. It was out of tune.
And I don't know any jokes, so.
Also, I read a book called The New Jim Crow, and I took a lot from that book as well.
Michelle Alexander wrote
Michelle
that
Alexander,
book.
Yeah. Great book. The New Jim Crow. If you guys haven't read that, there's so many great books right now on social justice. It's staggering.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just look. Just look it up. Go to any library. It's just like the amount of incredible material that's been written that you can learn from.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I recommend doing that. Oh, my God. Sorry, y'all. We haven't played this together in a long time, so we'll see what happens.
This is what we used to do when we played in bars. It was like,
yeah,
tune for 3 hours and drink.
And tune and
beer
drink.
And... people at the bar buying shots and tune some more and play Margaritaville. But here we are now, today.
Margaritaville.
Jimmy Buffett.
I blew up my flip-top.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Stepped on a pop-top. Okay. Let's go to a minor key.